We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Kuf Samech Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots, approximately 8 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, "Ba'abal Meisin Schar." It said in the Mishnah that a baal, a husband, can write a get without the wife, without the das of the wife, without the knowledge of the wife, because he's the one writing the get, and you can regarish a wife, you can divorce a wife, bal karcha, without even asking her permission. So therefore, he could write the get. And it says also in the Mishnah that the baal has to pay for the get. So this is my timer. Why does the baal have to pay for the get? The luchayra, in this case, the isha gains from the get because she gets divorced from this get and she could get a ksuba and she could go get married to someone else. Why does the baal have to pay for the get? My timer. The Amakar, the pasuk says, v'kosav v'nosan, that it's a dchiv on the husband to write the get. V'kosav v'nosan. And the more I ask, that we don't do it today, what's the pshat? Why it's not like the middle in Talmud Gemara was the baal did not pay for the schar, not pay for the get. So the Gemara said, you rabbanon isha, the rabbanon made the chiyav on the isha now, kehecha de loy l'shaya. In order, this shouldn't stay aguna because the husband will say, no, I don't want to pay for it. Therefore, we have the isha pay for it, and therefore, we no excuse for him not to give the get because the isha pays for it. So that's why today they pay for it. It happens to be today, In 2024, it depends. I asked someone who writes Gittin, and he says it depends who initiates the get. That's what pays for the get. It's not one way or another. Whoever wants to get more, he pays for it. But the Nebuki Yasa speaks out, it says, because of a nosan. So what do you do? He says, well, because of a nosan, like kashrut, tzavas ksiva kama. It doesn't mean he has to write it. It means tzavas ksiva, and that's how the rabbanon have the right to put it on the isha. But the mafarshim do speak out that about you have to makne it, even though she pays for it, because she owns the get, you have to makne the get to the husband in order to give it to her, because of course it has to belong to the husband in order for the get to be good. Send the Mishnah, Kaisvim Shtar Loiva, Afbish Ein Malvi Imoi, and it says that the Loiva pays for the Shtar. And her is obvious, Pshita, of course Loiva pays for the Shtar. He's the one gaining. The Malva is doing the Loiva a favor, actually. So the Loiva is gaining, of course Loiva pays for the Shtar. Right? So like Tricha V'Iska. We're not talking about a regular hava. We're talking about where the malva is giving money to the loiva to invest, and they're splitting the profits. So since they're splitting the profits, so the malva is gaining this case. So maybe the malva should pay for the shtar. Kamashla, no, the loiva is still the one. Since he's not bringing the money, he is still the one who's gaining the most, and therefore he pays for the shtar. Koisvin shtar l'moicha apish l'kech imoy, and it says that the lekech pays for the shtar. Again, the kash is pshita. Of course, the lekech is the one who's gaining. So loy tzricha, the chiddush is v'moicha, so they don't pay ra'asa. We're talking about someone who has a property which is not worth, it has problems. It has problems. There's the government is after it, whatever the story is. Or it has an oil leak, whatever the case is, it has a problem. This property has a problem. And the moicha is getting rid of it because it's a big mum on it, or it's too far. So here you think that the moicha pays for it, because the moicha is, the lekech is doing a favor by buying it. Kamash Malon Zok the Rashbam, a big piece of business advice, that the Ano is always the person who is Kaina. Like he brings down the Gemara Bamatsia, it says, Zavanta Kanisa, Zavin Ovid. Someone who buys something, he's gaining. Someone who sells something, lost. No matter what, it's always good to buy, be the buyer, not the seller. And therefore, the Lekech pays for the Shtar. It says further in the Mishnah, In Kais Mishtari Erisin, and or a story in the suin only medash neim vachosin noisin schar, the chosin pays for it. And the shaila is that the question is the chayra pshita, the chayra is pashut that the chosin pays for it. He's the one who wants to get married over here, and he's the one who's, like we said, he's the one being kinder. The chayra, it's pashut that he's paid. He's the one being he's buying the issue. Of course he should pay for it. Samara says like tzricha. That even if he is a Talmud Chacham and the father-in-law is dying for him as to be his son-in-law, still you think he has to pay for the shtar, kamash ulon, that no, the chosim pays for it. Now, all the Rishayim learn this Gemara a little different, that the pshit is not going on the payment for the shtar, they learn it's going on the halacha that they need dashneim. Pshit, they need dashneim because they're both giving. So Moses says, tzricha, even tzurva rabban, the nichle lechamul akrayvei, epes, I think, learned besides the only one side is giving money, not the other side. Still, kamash lo yini dashneim. But the ikka pshat, like the Rashbam, the pshita was on the kasha of schar, but that's the ikka pshat. The pshat that I'm saying over is the Rabbeinu Gershom. If you have a Brinah Gerush, I can read it inside a little bit. The Brinah Gerush says, Pshita, the Ein Kaisim al Dashnei, and Mashi Trashnei, of course, they both of them. So I'm reading the Brinah Gerush, that fills over Rabbanah, Saka, I mean, Kaisim Shlemidas, Shlemidaito, the Kivan to Tzurvim Rabbanah, he, who, since he's a Tzurvim Rabbanah, it's a Shratza Bahana Kedushin, because Gila Yoda. Anyway, so one no matter what. Kamashon, the Philahaki, Ein Kaisim al Dashnei. Yeah. Okay, the more cash maybe is they need that like Gavi Das. I don't know Gavi how much money you're giving, but we'll stick with Rashbam's Pshat. It's the Gavi Schar that the Choson gives. So again, just to repeat over, since I accused everyone, is that it said in the Mishnah that the Choson pays. The more has Pshita. So Mara says, no, it's Richa, that even though the father was gaining, still the Choson pays for it.
No, the wife has the bank for this.
Right, so we said over yesterday the Mukiyah said two reasons. First of all, he's the Koiner. And second of all, he usually gets more. He's usually getting more in the deal. Usually in the dunya is mostly given by the father-in-law, so he's getting more, he's gaining more in the deal, therefore he pays for it.
Even though the
Shadzalim looks like this guy, starting to assume, doesn't have to do with him. There's the Arison is the Tanoim. But either way, yeah. Yeah. Huh?
You didn't answer the question. Why is he paying for it?
I told you why he's paying for it. He's the kinder.
And the Harrison.
He's the one making the kedushin that it's still. He's the one doing the kedushin. The star is just who pays for everything in the kedushin. Who pays for the. That's what's saying. Who bringing money in? Gevaldik. It's both sides bringing money in. Who pays for the star? Who wants this transaction to go through? Who wants the transaction to go through? The chassan. He's the one getting married. Who cares who's supplying the money? It's like saying that since his father's paying for the chasana, he doesn't have to pay for the shtar. So what?
No,
even the case where the father pays for the chasana, still. He has to pay for the point is that he's the one doing the kinyan, that's where he has to pay for it. I'm telling you from Mukhi Yosef. I'm not sure what Mukhi Yosef answered the question for you, but he did. There's kaina and because he gets more. So, weiter. Ein koisvin shtar arisus v'kablonus. It says that the shtaris v'kablonis yidashneim, and it says the kablin, which means the one who's coming to work in your field and getting a percentage, he gives the schar for the shtar. So Gemara says pshita, of course, he's one gaining. It's a type of field you have to leave empty now for a year or two. You have to leave it fallow for a year or two because it worked too hard the past few years this property. So right now I'm not gaining instantly. Since at the end of the day I'm going to gain, I have to pay for the makabla has to pay for the shtar. Ein kois min shtori berurim el medash neim. What are shtori berurim? My shtori berurim. Samaras tu pshatim. Hacha in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, tagimu shtori tanosa. In Bavel they say it means the shtori tanosa, which means that in the court, when everyone had their own tainis, they wrote it down on a shtar. They went into bed and they made their tainis, and they didn't make a decision yet. They didn't make a gemara din yet. But all the tainus, all the different tainus both ways, written down on a shtar. So they write everything on a shtar. So here it has to be medash name. They both pay for the shtar. Rabbi Yirmi Vyavama, Zebar Lechov, Zebar Lechov. Not shtar berurim is not the what they write down the tainus. It's not what it means. What it means is that when they go to Din Torah, they have to get the yonah. So halacha is each person can pick their own dayin, and then one dayin has to pick by both of them. So they write it down on a shtar. This person, this defendant picked this dayin. And this defendant picked this dayin. They picked the dayin. So you write down on a shtar, and that's the story of Brurim. So the story of Brurim have to be written with dash name, and the reason is partial, because they are both part of the shtar. They both have the tainus on the shtar, and they both have their dayin on this shtar. So therefore, they both have to write, the shtar has to be written with dash name. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, and they both have to pay for it also. They both have to pay for it. Shimon Gamliel says that no, you write two stories, two separate stories, one for Reuven, one for Shimon. Each one gets their own star. So what's the machlokes? It seems like there's a machlokes here. Tanakama says, huh? Yeah, I'm both. I'm both. Yeah, I'm story Beruim. Whatever story Beruim means, it's called on story Beruim. Yeah. They're each writing which dying is. Either each writing which dying they picked. Which dying they picked. That's what it writes on the star. So the Mishnah says clearly, we're going, I'm saying, and the rest, and we're talking about Shtar Brurim here. We're clearly talking about Shtar Brurim there. And we'll see. We'll speak something out of the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says. So it's clearly machlokes over here. If you do it midas shneim or not, Tanakama says that you write midas shneim and they both pay for it. Shemuel says no. Each one can write their own star. It seems like Tanakama says that you know you don't write your own star. So what's the machlokes? Lame of a koyfin al midas shneim kamiflegi. The marasava koyfin or marasava in koyfin. We know there's something called midas shneim. It's based on the Mishnah and Maseches Avos. Someone says, you know, mine's mine, yours, yours. Or that's called midas shneim. I don't even want to give it. I'm very selfish. A selfish person is called midas shneim. He doesn't care about anyone else. Everything about himself. So here also, the guy says, you know what? I don't need your star. I need your star. I need your dying in my star. I'll write my star. You write your star. That's midas shneim. So Tanakam says, kaif for midas shneim. He says, what do you mean? For the same price, I can write one star. What do I need two stars for? And Mishnah Gamil says, no, you ain't coming to me this time. And it's the game of both Shtari Tanasa and Shtari Brurim. Shtari Brurim are either Chalikas or Shtari Tanasa or Zeb Bar Le'echa, Zeb Bar Le'echa. The pastors, this Shaila is going on both of them, because that's what Shtari Brurim mean. So the Chalikas is, do you force the guy to write one star, or they can say, no, I'm writing my own star. So, Le'evam, Kerev, Ramidah, Shtari, Kamifliki. The Marasava Koifin, which is a Tanakama, or Marasava In Koifin. Oh, my name is the In Koifin. So I think, the Kuliyama Koifin. Everyone knows you are Koifin this time. But here, Shemuel says, no, I have a valid reason to want my own star. But how kind of time is Shemuel Gamil, the Amalei, Le Nichali, the Tahava Shusroch Gabi Shusi. The Dom is like Arya Arba. We're talking about here that the star has the tightness of both of them. So one guy says to the other guy, I don't want my tainus sitting next to your tainus. I'm scared you'll use it against me. I don't want you holding on to my tainus. Then you can work on them while we wait for the din Torah. You can work on them. I don't want you to do that. Therefore, I have a valid reason for demanding two separate stars. So faith, the kais shuas, probably what's bothering you, maybe it's bothering you the whole time, is that bishlama, if it's shtari tainos, so I understand that there's a reason why I want my star and your star. But if it's picking at the dayan, who cares if you're holding on to my star? I care if my dayan, it says my dayan, I pick next to your dayan, who cares? Mama Shapella, how do you learn this Gemara if the other pshat and story of Brurim in the Gemara? So the Kodesh Jewish answer is that the Maniyama says story of Brurim means Zebar Le'echa Zebar Le'echa. It doesn't mean it's only that. It's plus. You write the tainus and the dayan on the star. So here, we throw the Tanya comment says you all write on one star, we're not, it's still Kodesh Jewish this dayan. Shemuel says no, since he can use it against him, so therefore you allow him to demand to have two separate stars.
Who keeps the star?
The person who's going to the Torah, the defendant, he keeps it.
Not the plaintiff?
No, they both keep their own stars. They didn't have the Torah yet.
On the
title
of one.
Oh, it was one? No, the person keeps it. No, but you both can see it. You both have a right. You both own it. Shutvis. Who keeps it? Shutvis. Like any other Shutvis. They probably keep it in the Bezna. Anyone wants to come look at it. Because it belongs to both of them. They're both paying for it. They have to really both own it. They're both owners, therefore. That's the... Okay, so Mishnah Vayta. Misapar mixes chayvah. Someone who owed $100,000. Reuven owed $100,000 to Shimon. And Reuven pays up $50,000. Or maybe pays $30,000. So now it's only $70,000 left. He paid up $30,000. They didn't want to write another star. A star cost a lot of money to write. And they had to write a whole cipher. They didn't want to write a new star. And they didn't want to write a cipher. So what they did was, they said, you know what? Now, I don't want Shimon holding on to the star because then Shimon's going to say, I owe you $100,000. And Shimon said, I might give you Reuven the star because then he'll only pay $30,000. So what do? You give it to a third person. But Hishl Shastari, you gave it to a third person who's Neman, who's a trustworthy person. You gave it to him to hold on to the star. But Amalai, you told the guy like this. If I don't pay by the given by certain time, then Taylor star, you give back the star to Shimon, and Shimon will help to collect from me $100,000. That's what he says. He says, I'm going to pay back. But, you know, if I don't pay back, by that time, give it back to Shimon, and Shimon will help to collect $100,000. So he gives Mamelin Asa, and what happened was, it reached Pesach time, that was the time they made up, and he didn't pay. Rabbi Yisrael says, you give the star back to Shimon, and Shimon collects $100,000. He says you don't give it back. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's Mechleikis of a smach the kanya not. This guy made up a tanai. He said, if I don't pay, by that time, give it to him. Yeah, he thought he's going to pay. So therefore, it's asmachta. And asmachta is asmachta is kanya or not, if you really meant this or not. So what's the shayla on the Mishnah? The shayla on the Mishnah is, what happened to the problem of ribbis? L'chair over here, if he land off, but he's paying him an extra $30,000, because if he gives it back to Shimon, Shimon's now going to collect $100,000, he landed to pay him $130,000. So chair is a problem of ribbis. As I frank the Rishonim. So Hashem said a big yisoid, and this is a huge yisoid all over ribbis, and you have to know how to use it l'maisa. But the yisoid is that if the only ribbis only for agar nata. Ribbis is that if I'm charging you for the time that my money was bottled, I could have used my money to invest something and I gave it to you for free. So I'm charging you for that. That's ribbis agar nata, because you're holding on to my money. Here, there's no charge agar nata. It's a one-time penalty for not paying on time. Now, even if I take another 4 months to pay, you're not charging, it's not accruing. The river's not accruing. The interest is not accruing. No agonot here. So one time knas for not paying, and therefore it's not considered ribbis. That's what Shaitim say. Now, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that you, by a halva, you cannot make a knas. You're not allowed to make a penalty, and it's also to do. But by mekach hamemkar, you could do it. Therefore, if someone has in their rental clause that if they don't pay by the 10th, there's a $50 penalty, so you want to vote ribbis, so you can ask a shayla, but there's a good chance not ribbis because it's a knas, it's a penalty, and not a ribbis. Because you remember, when you pay rent, you owe the rent, so maybe it's a havana, and they charge you $50, so a penalty, it's a ribbis. So before anyone makes a contract, they should ask a shayla if their contract is ribbis, obviously. But in any case, I'm just giving you the outline that it could be it's a knas, and it's very possible it's mutter, ayin, shulchan aruch, simen, kuf, ayin, zayin, sif, yodalad, in yoredeh. So this is the Usidin Gemara. We had a machlokes over here that I say that if you don't pay by a certain time, give the shtar back to Shimon. That's machlokes if I do that. If I don't pay by Pesach, do I give it? Rabbi says you give it? Rabbi says not. What's machlokes? Makam Efki. Rabbi Yezi Sova Asmach the Kanya. Rabbi Yezi Sova Asmach the Kanya. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rav Avu Omar Rav. Halokka Rabbi Yezi Sova Asmach the Kanya. Kiyosu Lekamei Rav Ami Omar Lu. V'chim Ya'achash Rabbi Yechim Aladino Pam Rishayin V'shdiya Halokka Rabbi Yezi Ani Ma'asa. Someone asked him in the shower, he said, what should I do? Everyone's, Rabbi Yechon always says, he passed Rabbi Yasi. But the Gemara says, ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yasi. So he passed in a smachta like Kanya. Now what exactly is a smachta? So Rashbam says, a smachta is, ha'maftiach l'chaveir dova, ha'manas yas dova l'asid, v'semech b'libah b'shasa t'nash yuch l'kayim l'adova. So then, if he has an oinus, and v'lo yuch l'kayim, it's a smachta, and you're not koino. L'chaira, the shaila is, so first of all, it has to be clearly, Even if you want to hold that smachta is kanya, only something that's biyodai. If you say something that's not biyodai, why that smachta? But I say, you know, if it snows on Pesach, I'll pay you $1,000. That definitely is nothing. It's a joke. It's not up to you if it snows. But here, even if it's biyodai, we're saying still it's a smachta like kanya. But the shaila is, why is it even every tanai? Am I going to make a tanai? I make a condition. I said, you know, I'm a nashik limus tanaim zuz. We have tanaim all over shas. Tanai regular Reuven. Are you familiar with tanai? So why don't we say this is a regular tanai? They afraid the Rishonim. Envid the Rishonim, the Mukhi Yosef, especially answered this, that here, it was not proportionate. It made no sense. Because I don't pay my Pesach, I have to pay now $30,000? It makes no sense. So that's what makes it a smachta. When the tanai you're making is a guzma, that's what makes it into a smachta. So, and we pass gemayis a smachta like kanya, unless you do it with a kinyan sudar, and a bezdin chashuv, and there was no oinus, then we say it's a kanya, and the Gemara Nedarim, and other places, which says that if you do this kinyan and bez nechashev, then it's not a smachta, it's taka what we do in a heta isko. So we write this, that's not a smachta. A lot of times the stories, they point out that it's done in bez nechashev with a kinyan, in order it should not be a smachta. A smachta, the word a smachta means that a mat soy mechtas, I'm just saying it tonight, I don't really mean it, and the halach is, that's not kinyan.